This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That helps me harken back to childhood, and sometimes we think that we had a good childhood, but it turns out that there's other some subtle signs that we didn't, and in fact, we actually got a full list.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 signs you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. I never gave it much thought until the other kids in grade school started talking about watching this or that on cable television. My life was subjected to PBS and Lawrence Welk while they were seeing boobies on HBO. I had to get my kicks looking at bras in the Sears catalog.
You're not alone.
And not pretty bras. I'm talking about those massive M1 Abrams tank bras. Positive Friday.
Yeah. He's not wrong, dude.
No. So there's small things, but these are signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. Bottom of the list, your list of chores always seemed bigger than your friends.
Oh, damn. When you put it like that.
No. I mean, you had chores, though.
Yeah. I mean,
look, some kids just don't have friends. I mean, is two chores more?
If you don't have more than two friends. But they're right. You got more chores than friends?
Yeah. Exactly.
In childhood.
My house could have been busted for child labor laws.
Every house could be busted.
Yeah, I mean, chopping wood, splitting wood, stacking wood. It didn't matter the season. There.
No, Maya's got to remember, as far as child labor goes, it's fine to make children work if they are yours and you don't pay them.
Right.
It's only bad if you pay them for the work they're doing.
Yeah. Can I have $20? I mean, you got three cords of wood out there.
What did you do?
Well, I put the wood out. Well, that's your job, right? To live here.
Yeah.
We're coming up, though, on the best time of year for a kid to do a chore.
What's that?
The leaf blower.
My kid loves leaf blower.
We didn't have that growing up, Ted.
Yeah. I got one when I was like, finally convinced my dad I was like 12 or 13.
Really?
But kind of like your son. Our yard was spotless. Yeah.
But.
Actually, it's funny. My wife and I were talking this morning, so I'm like, Jesus Christ, we got to clean this little bit up. And she's like, the boy will do it. I'm like, I know he will, dude. He will take that leaf blower and blow those leaves anywhere.
Man. Pile of leaves, though. At the end of it, you had fun because you put that all together in one big pile. And now you and your dog or whoever and your friends, they can run in and jump. So at least at the end of the chore, there was some fun involved with the finale.
You can see their worst traits in yourself. Again, these are signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you didn't, or thought you didn't.
I mean, I feel like everybody's going to have traits from their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
But like that, but you only,
good and bad.
You only know what you know at that age. So whatever your childhood is, that's all you know. Right?
But that's
so
the point of this. Looking back, you
go,
oh, God.
It didn't seem like anything different.
I see what you're saying. You only have the worst ones.
You had to grow up fast, they say.
Yeah, that sucks for any kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They never hid their problems from you.
Yeah, come on, man. Your kids don't need to know everything.
Right. That was never a thing for us. My folks, if they ever had problems, I never knew about it. Either that or I'm just oblivious AF. But
I never heard anything from my parents. It could be politics. It could be an issue they have with each other. Anything at all. We never heard it. Clearly, they had those discussions.
Sure.
And that is one thing I do take from them. Well, one thing that I'm aware of that I take from them that I try to apply to my kids. Like, you don't need to worry about the adult world.
Signs that you had
and they're not going to understand it, so like, don't tell them.
Right. Signs that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. Your parents didn't get out much, so you didn't. Or so you didn't, rather.
I mean, I don't know if it makes you unhappy, but yeah, my parents are out all the time, or through parties, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They put loads of pressure on you.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah. They expect you to be just like them.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I encourage anything other than that.
Yeah.
And it's worked.
I mean, yeah.
I know. I look at what your kids are doing. I'm like, that is not remotely reflective of you, other than saying, hey.
My daughter's in the Peace Corps in the middle of Africa in a drought, like working her ass off.
Didn't you do that in your 20s, Miles?
No, I was smoking weed and being a DJ.
I think that probably depends on who your parents are, too.
Yeah. Your parents always made comments about your appearance.
Oh, my mother did.
I didn't get that.
I did.
My mother just wanted me to dress, like you were saying earlier, Miles, you know, wear the collared shirts and all that. By 14, she kind of gave it up because it's like, look, Mom, I hear you. This is not who I am. It ain't going to happen.
You were never trusted to go out and see friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I never had that.
I don't even know if I was trusted. They were like, just get the hell out of the house. We don't care what you're doing.
Your parents were strict, number two on the list.
Nah.
Yeah, I had strict parents.
I mean, there were things you could and could not do, and they were very clear about the rules, but strict is not a word I would ever use.
And I feel like you don't know that until you start interacting with some
other
kids.
People.
Because as Miles was saying, you know, that's just what you know when you grow up, and then all of a sudden, I went to school and I had all these friends. I had the strict parents. I know because they all told me. Now, maybe they had the loose parents. I don't know, but I was told I had the strict parents.
I mean, my parents, they were somewhere in between. They weren't particularly strict. You were trusted to behave, but it was beaten into your head how to behave when you're out in public.
And your butt.
And, yes. And your ass. So if the head beating didn't quite take, then your ass took it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have some friends that their parents were pretty damn strict, but they get along great now.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know?
That's the second half. And then the number one sign that you had an unhappy childhood, even though you thought you didn't. There were so many rules about food.
Not really.
Eat it before you get off the table. You can't leave the table without eating your
My
food.
Mom did not cook well enough for her to have rules.
My old man had the only rule that he had was eat all you want, but eat all you take.
Yes.
Oh, mine was just fair. Make sure you eat the peas. I'm like, that's the only thing I don't like.
We could use more rules.
Eat the peas.
In my house.
Who eats peas?
Not me.
I like peas.
Of course you do. You don't voluntarily make peas at home for dinner.
Not anymore. I used to. You guys remember I would make those little chicken and rice bowls? I had peas.
Oh, so gross.
I'm with Mike. Yeah. I like peas.
Yeah.
I like peas and burger pot pie. That's it.
I think.
Even say peas, you start choking.
I'm just saying, as far as like peas are starchy, most starchy vegetables taste better. They're not as healthy, like corn and peas.
Are peas not as healthy as your average vegetable?
I mean, not like eating broccoli.
Yeah, I don't want that either. But
you make a bag of mixed vegetables with peas and carrots and all that crap in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're having a tough time in life.
No, you're healthy.
No, you're not.
That's a stir fry.
Things have gone downhill.
No.
Something bad's happened to you.
Throw some cut beef in there, man. Hell yeah.
Shoot.
How about take the peas out and add more beef?
Now you put it in a pot pie, you're rich.
No. No, not in my pot pie.
Just make some puff pastry and balls.
You're going to get a crunchy crust. You know, it's a little gravy, something.
Make a biscuit next to it, Miles. Come on, man.
Kill that taste.
Damn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.